Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Every Thursday, I say to myself, how is it Thursday again? For some reason, my body clock freaks out on Thursdays.
Ugh, Groundhog Day. I had to wait an hour for an alleged epic breakfast sandwich. So to kill some time, I ate a donut and a half a scone. And when I finally got this so-called epic sandwich, I wasn't hungry anymore.
Oh, girl, I've been there. My eyes were bigger than my stomach last night for ramen. But now I have cold ramen for lunch today, sitting in the fridge, and I consider that a win.
Total score. In the last 29 days, I have been on 7 planes, countless trains, buses, and taxis, 1 Ferris wheel, and have slept on 6 beds and 1 couch. Look out, California, I'm coming in hot.
You are, girl. Have such a good day. Oh, hi, world. Welcome back to Have Such a Good Day, the show that wants you to do just 201.
Hello and welcome to Have Such a Good Day, the show that unpacks the absurdity of everyday life for your entertainment. Peace and love. Peace and love out there. How y'all doing?
Peace and love indeed, Heather Frank. How is everybody? What's the haps, as the kids say?
We're probably going to tap into some of the life's cruel ironies and some of the happier moments. So please continue to tune in to this channel, wherever you may be tuning yes. in. But we're excited to have an hour of fun with y'all.
KZST on your dial.
Sarah Lane, it must be hella dry out there. I'm in humid upstate New York. It's hot, but I heard it's getting up into the hundreds by you next week.
Oh, gosh. I haven't even looked at next week.
That sounds pretty horrible.
We got through a rather brutal weekend. We're recording this midweek. The temperatures are in the high 70s today. So, I mean, talk about considering something a win. That's a win.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But it's been hot. Hot to the point where, you know, you sort of shut the house down around 9 a.m. You know, you open mm-hmm. it all up, you know, try to get some air. And then you shut the whole thing down, run the AC, which I hate.
I hate AC.
I am happy to have it. could be a lot worse. But sitting inside, you know, not being outside because it's miserable, which, you know, humid or not. Well, humidity is actually worse. But if even dry heat, if something's real hot, I mean, you can't go outside. I also have a dog who can't go outside.
Yeah. You know,
so yesterday we kind of between, about 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., we just sat inside waiting for the temps to drop. So
yeah, I mean, there's nothing like opening a window and getting fresh air. There's something about the AC that it's just too cold. And then you have to put a sweater on, but it's hot outside. And it's sort of counterintuitive. And I realize how much I have bitched about the weather where I live in Northern California, because it can get cold and it can take a while for the seasons to change to being warm. And it's been warm since I left. In fact, it feels like a very cruel irony because I was bitching so much about the cold weather in June, the June gloom, and it's been beautiful since I've been gone. But I now realize I do live in a good place, especially in terms of climate change and whatnot. It's nice to be able to open a window and not need AC. So that's a win in my book, Sarah Lane.
100%. Yeah. Yeah, it's been okay. It just is what it is. Summer. It's summer. And every year I kind of go, how did I do this last year? Because I never think, unless like something catastrophic happened, I never look back on a hot summer from yesteryear and think, oh God, I was so miserable. I'm like, oh, summer. Yay.
No, you don't.
Especially when it's winter and kind of cold and raining. You go, oh, it'll be summer soon enough. And then summer comes and I go, oh man, I prefer winter, which is not actually true. I do prefer summer.
You can't win. You know,
if I got to choose one, that's what I'm choosing. I don't like sweating. I like sweating if I'm exercising. If I am not exercising and I'm sweating, I'm too hot.
Yes. Yeah, totally. It's funny. We've been going around in circles, me and my travel buddy, about this, because we're like, we're looking for like some perfect ideal, like Shangri-La with like the perfect weather and the perfect everything. It's like everything has its trade-offs.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. And yeah, I do the same thing. I'm like, I'm so tired of the winter, but then I don't want it to be too hot. I don't want to be sweating. I don't want AC. We are an interesting species in that way. We can't quite wrap our heads around the fact that we can't have it all.
I know. And I think that's sort of the reason that you get so many people just being like, I'm unsatisfied.
Yes.
And then you go,
totally.
But look at your life. You have a great life. And it's like, but I'm unsatisfied.
It's the human condition. Totally. Because, this is a conversation I had with my travel partner just yesterday, that we both tend to remind each other how good each other's lives are because it's an objective point of view. Because I think when you're immersed in your own subjective life, you can't totally see it like in a kind of a 360 degree, point of view. But then you get someone to say something that really reinforces that, like, you have it pretty good. Yeah, nothing's perfect. We know this. I mean, we're saying it right now, yet we can't seem to embody it. I don't know.
Yeah. This is going to sound very 80s of me, but it reminds me of a conversation from the movie The Breakfast Club, one of my favorite movies ever. Although, sort of doesn't age well in certain certain things. You know, there are certain terms that are kind of off the table. If you happen to watch the movie today, you'd be like, oh, God, you're not supposed to say things like that. But at one point, you know, after they like all, sorry, spoiler from 1984, they're all, you know, they've smoked weed and they're all just sort of sitting there in the library where they have detention. And Ally Sheedy's character, Allison, says that her home life is unsatisfying.
Oh, I remember that.
And like, and the rest of them look at her and go like, well, everybody's home life is unsatisfied or we would just live with our parents forever. And I remember, because when I saw the movie, I was a little kid, you know, and I remember just being like, oh, yeah, I guess it's like never that great. There's always a problem.
It's all relative. Grass is always greener. I mean, it's this human condition thing. Speaking of human condition, Sarah, I think it's hilarious pre-show. Sarah's wearing an interesting t-shirt.
Yeah.
I've seen this t-shirt before. it's an old t-shirt. I remember her wearing it many, many years ago. And it has...
No, Heather, you don't. I only got this like 2 years ago.
Okay. Maybe I'm thinking about the one, there was one that you had that was about parking and like a sandwich or something. Like you
have Carwell other... Park. I bought that in Mexico City. You were with me.
Yeah. Okay. That's the one I'm thinking of. It kind of reminds me of this. So she's wearing a t-shirt. It has a burger on it. And then what's in the middle?
Noodles.
Oh, a noodle, like kind of ramen noodles. Uh-huh. And then a high five hand.
It's those. And I asked Sarah,
I'm like, what does that mean? And she said, I don't know.
I don't know.
She's wearing the shirt.
I don't know. This is a DTNS thing, Daily Tech News Show, for anybody who doesn't listen to that. I know there's some crossover with some of the people who listen to this show. This is like some sort of DTNS joke that I either never was around for or I just don't remember.
I see.
Either are equally probable, plausible. But my mom actually asked me this the other day. She's like, what's Burger Noodle 5? And she was like all excited for the story. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Hey, y'all, if any of y'all listeners out there know what it means, let us know. Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
Indeed.
You will get a prize. I don't know what that prize will be. It might be just a shout out on the show. So Sarah, what else is going on?
How have things been? Things have been okay. I'm not going to say that they've been stellar. I think we can still be leading up to stellar. I would say we're cruising right along. Did have a funny thing last night. I mentioned that I had ramen. I met some friends down in an area of town that, you know, has a few restaurants. Not that far from where I am. But, I mean, not walkable. Mm-hmm. I had to, you know, get in my car. But, like, not even a 10-minute drive. It was pretty close. So we have dinner, you know, at regular old dinner times. And I get in my car, and this particular restaurant is sort of, it's a cluster of restaurants. So, you know, there's lights and, you know, sidewalks and lampposts and, you know, regular stuff. It's not like some deserted area when I get in my car later. But there's a couple, an older couple, and they're sort of walking through this little, it's sort of a square type thing. And as I'm reversing, they're kind of like motioning at me. You know, where I'm like, oh God, you know, I don't have any money. Like, I don't know what's going on. You know, what's happening here? And what they, you know, I roll down my window a little bit, and I'm like, hi, can I help you? And they go, your lights, your headlights, they're out. And I go, they are? You know, and so my car is it's a bit of a mystery to me sometimes. So my car recently went through a huge like auto body detailing thing. Mm-hmm. I had, you know, there was some pretty extensive damage to my right front bumper that went on and on. I finally got it fixed recently. Looks great now. I mean, I feel like I have a new car again. But it's possible that during that some things got weird. My car is, you know, it's a. It's a extensive computer, really.
Pretty much.
I mean, everybody's car is an extensive computer these days. But my car has when I, you know, this is not like a brand new car and it's not like a Bentley or anything. It's a Volvo. But you know, it has like a...
Could you imagine if you had a Bentley? It seems so over the top.
I just, it's just, that's not for me. Not for me. Even if I could afford it, I'm not a Bentley person. But I am a Volvo person. And this particular car has what they call a technology package in anybody who's familiar with Volvos or, you know, BMWs or whatever. It's like, you know, you either get like sort of like stock model and then you can build up, you know, the cool stuff. So this has like the cool tech stuff. But a lot of that tech stuff I've noticed over the years is a little hit and miss. You know, it's always telling me that my tire pressure is low. Mm-hmm. But then like I press a button and something happens and magically my tire pressure isn't low anymore. A lot of things I don't understand about vehicles in general. So this is partly a Sarah problem. Anyway, so they go, your headlights are out. And I'm sort of like, what? Like I really just, you know, I'm done with the day at this mm-hmm. point. I've had dinner, saw my friends. I want to go back home. I want to go to bed. So I go, all right, what do I do? Do I call AAA? AAA is an insurance company. You know, I have roadside assistance. But I'm like, what are they going to do? They're going to tow me. They're not going to fix my headlights. You know, that's something that I have to like take it into the Volvo dealership for, you know, or something like that. So I just drive home without my headlights on.
Oh,
now,
no.
You might say,
it was 10 minutes or?
Not even.
All right.
And it's all very well lit. You might say, like, that's crazy. There, if I still lived at my old house in the Forestville, there is no way I could have done this because it's like dark and scary and windy. Mm-hmm. No way. Couldn't be done. This was like, you know, I'm in like a well lit city grid. So it actually like, you know, the whole time, like I kept like trying to see like, are my headlights, you know, can I see them reflected back, you know, on the car in front of me? It's like, no, they were out, but I was okay. And I got home and now it's just one more thing I have to deal with, Heather.
Oh, it's actually funny that you bring up a car situation because while I'm out here trying to wrap up this big trip and get home tonight, it's going to be a long day. When I drove home, I had to drive like 4.5 hours to get to my friend's house near you in your neck of the woods to fly out of San Francisco. It was a whole thing. So I have like, I'm bookended by a pretty long drive on either side. Wednesday, hopefully tomorrow, if all goes well, I'm driving home. But when I drove down, what they call, apparently this is a new term for me, but it's called a ghost rock, hit my windshield. Came out of nowhere. You know, a lot of times, like maybe a big rig is in front of you and a rock flies off of it. I get that. But this rock literally came out of nowhere. So they call it a ghost rock. It hit the edge of my windshield on my way down, the very beginning of my trip. And it cracked, you know, it was a kind of a big rock. And so it made a pretty big crack, but it only went a few inches. So I like put some Band-Aids on it just to, you know. And then I saw you for dinner and I showed you the crack. So
it wasn't a huge deal when I saw it. I mean, it was annoying, but like, it wasn't like, you know, the windshield was.
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad.
In tatters.
Apparently, and it might be because of the heat. I don't know. My car's been sitting in Santa Rosa for a month. And the person who is sort of watching over it sent me a picture the other day. And it's cracked all the way across in many streams. So it's like, it's pretty bad. So I was like, oh, great. So I got to coordinate getting that done. Thankfully, my friend is helping me out this morning to get that done at the dealership. And it's a whole thing with AAA. I have to pay out of pocket $1,000 for a ghost rock, a rock that decided to smash my window and I'm out $1,000. Huge bummer. But, you know, shit happens. And we all know this. Such is life. But it's kind of a bummer. I just want to be able to get home, you know? Hopefully all goes well today and I can drive home and fall down on my bed and sleep for 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh. I want this for you. the cracked windshield, I had leased a car. This is years ago. 10 years ago, almost, or maybe about 10, actually, mm-hmm. now that I think about it. I had, you know, so it was my car, but it was a lease. It was not going to be my car forever. And it was the same thing. I was on the freeway. some kind of rock, you know, got kicked up. You know, maybe there was a truck in front of me. I never saw like where it came from. Mm-hmm. It just came out of nowhere and kind of dinged my windshield. Mm-hmm. It started with a little thing where I'm like, oh man, they really got the glass. And then over time, because I just never got it fixed, it became this thing that kind of went like way over, like through the passengers.
Oh yeah.
It started kind of like right at the driver and then it just went to the right. Mm-hmm. So anytime anybody would be a passenger in my car, they'd be like, whoa, this crack. And I'm like, I know, but it's easy for me to ignore because my sight is not obstructed.
Yes,
it just looks exactly. bad, but it's not like dangerous.
See, so mine finally, was on the driver's side, so it's like kind of
yeah.
dangerous.
So it's both. Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, of course, you don't, you know, want anything to be obstructed when mm-hmm. when you're driving. But when I turned my car back in at the end of the lease, I remember being like, well, yeah, I mean, obviously this is a thing I have to deal with. It was, you mentioned $1,000. Mine was, I don't remember what it was, but it was more than that. And, you know, the leasing company was, because I got on the phone with somebody where I'm like, well, this is crazy. You know, I should be able to, you know, at least let me just fix it myself and not pay you, you know, what you're asking. But having done a little due diligence around replacing a windshield, which you have to do, you have mm-hmm. to replace the whole thing, of course, is not cheap.
No, it's not. I mean, it's going to be over $2,000. So I was like on the phone with AAA yesterday and I was in like the store and it's just the whole thing. But, you know, you can't get all the fun with no hitting no problems. It's just like you can't go away for a month unscathed. I mean, stuff is going to happen whether you like it or not. And, you know, that's that. But we're in upstate New York. This is just the final leg of our trip and we're with some friends. It's been great. You know, we had kind of a nice soft landing. We have two mutual friends here. We stayed on one side of the river for the first two nights. Very different. And now we're on the other side of the river. It's a lot more funky and it's been an interesting adventure.
You're talking about the Hudson River.
I'm talking about the Hudson. Yeah. Uh-huh. Upstate New York. And I have never been up here.
I haven't either.
I spent a lot of time in New York City, but never really got out. And it's cool because I think both me and my travel partner were sort of interested in doing or getting like the lay of the land because we're both such California girls. We wanted to know what is so great about upstate New York. You know, a lot of people from the city kind of flock out here. And you know, we've heard great things. We love the idea of it being like very country, but it's only a few hours train ride to a big metropolitan area.
Totally.
And so, yeah, it's been a really, really fun exploration. We're only here for like 3 days. So it's like, we're getting like a really small slice, but what we've seen and what we've done has been really lovely. And I think what, you know, we kind of want in a way to get calibration on where we live because we're, you know, we're both feeling like, gosh, is California the end all be all? You know, we're worried about fires. You know, I'm worried about all the things that happen with insurance that are going to happen in the coming years because of the way California is with, you know, fires and whatnot. Y'all probably know about this, but if you don't, in a nutshell, it's just that because of climate change and all the fires we've had in California, a lot of insurance carriers are dropping people for various, really some silly reasons. But anything that could potentially trigger a fire is making all these insurance companies freak out. So it's making owning property in California really difficult. So we just kind of thought, gosh, you know, wouldn't it be great to have a little pied-à-terre or a place we could rent out somewhere else that's cool and different, some kind of creative project, you know, something that could be a good investment. We haven't had a chance to really like actually get a, you know, look at places really where this is a very like soft start. But we've been sort of talking about what the possibilities are. We have some friends who have some businesses here and it's been an interesting kind of comparison. You know, because I live in the country, as you know, it's very country, but like this feels way more country than I expected. I thought it would feel a little bit more
suburban, maybe.
Maybe. And more like, I guess, more coffee shops, more restaurants, more of that culture. But there's like these really small, small towns that have like nothing, where it's like a fire station and not even a post office and like maybe a tiny cafe if you're lucky. But a lot of these places are very tiny and they're extremely, you know, country, quiet. There's not a lot of people walking around. So that part has been a little bit surprising for me. But
yeah. Well, I guess they're all in the city.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, it's funny how you're kind of talking about this sort of a similar concept as earlier in the show, just this sort of human condition, like this fantasy versus reality. Like in your head, you have this fantasy bubble of like where this perfect place can be. Could I level up from where I am in California? Is there a place that I'm missing out on? Maybe it's better on the East Coast. You know, here are the things that could be better. But then you've got, you have to grapple with like the hardcore winters, the snow. There's always going to be something. There's tornadoes here now. We were supposed to have a tornado yesterday. There was actually kind of a big storm. So it sort of seemed like the perfect spot in terms of proximity to like a big city, but also peaceful. You know, where I live, I'm like 5 hours from a big city. That's quite far. But you know, you really have to weigh that like fantasy versus reality, because there's always going to be these things that aren't ideal in a place. You're never going to find this like perfect place on a beautiful cloud with rainbows and puppy dogs and all that, even though maybe that's what you see in your head. Mm-hmm. But, you know, along this trip, it's been interesting. Speaking of California and being a California girl, I will say it's been a little bit of a peeve of mine, because when I was in Paris, you know, I know a lot of French. My speaking isn't perfect because I don't speak a lot. But when I was there, I was speaking. I don't have the best accent. I could work on that. I probably sound very American when I speak French. And within milliseconds, people pegged me as an American. Like before I even opened my mouth, it was like my presence, my face. I even talked to some Parisians about it, like even like shopkeepers and stuff. And they said, it's like this, you know, Californians are very, they have a smile on their face. They have a sunshine. They bring in the sunshine. They have a happy demeanor, you know? And I thought that was so interesting. I'm like,
we're good at faking it then.
Yeah. Maybe we're good at faking it, but I was a little bit, I kind of took it in a way that I'm like, could I get the California out of me, this California girl? Because even walking around upstate New York, we feel very Cali. I feel like we're not in a good way. We're kind of just like stick out like sore thumbs kind of thing. And I don't want to. And it's kind of funny. It's like, can I get rid of that vibe ever, I wonder? And I thought I would just pose that question to you, Sarah, and any of y'all listening out there. I don't know if we have any Cali listeners, any native Californians.
I think there's probably somebody.
Yeah.
In fact, there's a Humboldt County person who's in our Discord.
Oh, that's right. We do. Yes.
I don't want to, like, you know.
I don't want to blow up her spot.
Exactly. You know, they but can we just tight. Hang out. Yeah, I don't know. I know what you mean. There is that thing. When you talk about being in Paris, I mean, this could happen wherever.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in
happened
lots
in Spain
of places.
Too, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's sort of like I can almost always, you know, I live in a part of California that gets a lot of tourists. Mm-hmm. And I can tell who's European. And it's not like, oh, it's
That's
a specific
true.
Shoe. And sometimes it's kind of a shoe, but it's like, it's not anything specific. It just... We can kind of smell each other out.
I agree in a
weird
right.
way. And yeah, I know that feeling of being like, yeah, I am clearly not from around here. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I also, there are things that some people like, and I say half jokingly, like, I'm a hippie, because I kind of am, but it's also like my way of just being like, I'm just from California, you know, like California people. I don't want to say like, oh, we're insular. We don't know anything about what's going on. But it's such a big state. Mm-hmm. And there's so much variety. And there's so much kind of like, I don't know. Like
it's a big state.
Larger than life versions of people
no,
that
true.
Come from other places to sort of be someone else. I don't know. I'm not even talking about like, you know, Hollywood, but there is some of that too. It's you just get, there's a certain kind of person. And sometimes I go, yeah, I'm not built for this other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I wouldn't, you know, settle upstate in New York at some point. Maybe I will. Maybe I will. But I know that I would be a fish out of water, at least at first.
Oh, absolutely. Like, yeah, I don't feel at home here. It's very foreign to me. I think that I could feel at home here. I saw some fireflies last night. That was really magical. Mm. And I love the cicadas. Like, I love that kind of, like, some of the sounds are just, like, really neat. Because I don't hear these things back in Cali. I hear other wonderful things like frogs and that
the
kind
whole,
of thing.
But... Even calling it Cali thing, Heather, you've been away too long.
I've been away way too long. I mean,
you
no,
only
seriously.
Say that if you're not from Cali.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of ready for the reentry. I mean, oh gosh, sorry about that.
Yeah, just, you know, let it all burn down. Why don't you?
I'm recording at a friend's house and both of my friends are squirreled away in other rooms to let me record. And I told him, I'm like, you can cruise around, come in the kitchen. I'm in the kitchen right now. I said, don't worry, like live your life. You know, the viewers know that I'm on the road. So it's a slightly different situation, but I will be back at my desk for next week's episode. So that'll be kind
of fun.
How
about that? Yeah. 202 palindrome.
Woo!
Ooh. Woo! Woo! Well, so I had a funny situation. Well, funny. It was funny to me, but also a little disturbing. So I told you I've been going to this gym, which thankfully I don't go at night, so I don't need my fucking headlights on. But it's also, I mean, technically walkable, but a very short drive otherwise. So I've been driving. Anyway, what I do is... when I'm going to go to the gym, I start listening to whatever podcast that I kind of want to have going on in the background the whole time. You know, any podcast that's about an hour is perfect.
Yeah.
You know, I get there and then I've got the better part of an hour at the gym to like do my thing. And as they're winding up the podcast, I kind of wind up. It
totally.
Works nicely for me. Mm-hmm. I could do that with music, but there's something about a story, you know, or, you know,
I'm with you. I feel the same way.
Something about the spoken word that I'm just into, as far as just kind of escaping my mind.
Yep.
So I listened to this podcast called Watch What Crappens, which is a play on Watch What Happens, which is a Bravo thing. Heather, you would not like this podcast.
It's about reality shows.
It's about reality shows on Bravo specifically.
Wow.
Because Watch What Happens is Bravo's, like its tag.
Uh-huh.
So Watch What Crappens is, like, it's two guys who make fun of all things Bravo.
Andy Cohen? Or no?
It's not Andy Cohen. Okay. It's just, they're not affiliated with
Got
Bravo.
It.
So, but it's extremely funny, but it's extremely specific.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, if you don't watch the shows and you don't know the characters, you wouldn't get a lot out of this program, mm-hmm. This podcast. But... I know Bravo so well that like, and I know everybody that they're talking about. I mean, there's certain things like I don't watch the show Below Deck. It's about people who live on a boat and, you know, mm-hmm. are yacht employees.
Yeah.
I don't watch that. So I skip those episodes. But anything that I do watch, I don't actually even have to watch the episode first
mm-hmm.
because all they do is they go through the episode like line by line almost. But then they're just... making fun of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hysterical, but you have to know, you know, you have to know the material.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that makes sense.
So, and they're usually about an hour kind of thing. Very, very funny. And so I go into the gym and it's kind of busy. And so I'm on, the bike and there's someone on my left and someone on my right. And you know how there was this trend for a while? I mean, Heather, I don't know how much you've been in gyms lately, but there was a trend for a few years where like all of the, not Nautilus machines, but well, I guess Nautilus machines, the cardio machines, you know, treadmill, elliptical or like Stairmaster, they all had like little individual TVs on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you know, you have certain channels to pick from and like you'd like plug in your headset to listen to, you know, whatever station you've chosen. And that was like a trend for a while. And now we've all just like leapfrogged. So like everybody's got wireless headphones. Nobody has wired headphones anymore, at least not at the gym I go to. And, you know, they have TVs that are like hanging from the ceiling. So mm-hmm. they're in front of you. And there's like an app where you can like download the app and then whatever the TV has, you get the audio kind of thing. Or you just listen to whatever you want. Right?
Yeah.
Lots more choice these days. Right. So that's kind of how gyms are now. And so here I am listening to an episode of Watch What Crappens, and these guys are just on fire. They're being really funny, and I'm laughing. Mm-hmm. But I'm also kind of looking up at the TVs because I'm just like trying to look at something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like sometimes when I'm working out, I don't know. Like sometimes I even like stare at a person, and they kind of look at me, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I wasn't staring at you. I was staring through you. You know, like I realized like my gaze was sort of fixed on you, but like I really wasn't even looking at you. So I'm looking at the TVs and I'm laughing, and the woman, there's a guy on my left, a woman on my right, and the woman on my right kind of keeps looking at me, and at first I'm sort of like, why is she looking at me? Like, is my nose bleeding or something? And then the guy is kind of looking over at me, and I realize that I'm laughing to what I'm listening to, but I'm looking at this like news station that's talking about like migrants that died, you know, like trying to cross the Rio Grande type thing. Right. But I'm not looking at it. I'm just like, it's just a television, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I looked at the woman and she was like getting off the bike. And I was like, I couldn't help myself. I'm like, just so you know, I was listening to a funny podcast. I'm sorry. I was laughing. And she's like, oh, okay. Yeah. And I'm like, what if I hadn't said anything? Was she like honestly thinking I'm just sitting there on the bike just like laughing, you know, at like some like very somber news story? I felt like I needed like to wear, you know, it's like my Burger Noodle 5 t-shirt, like a t-shirt that says like, I'm listening to a funny podcast. Sorry.
I'm a weirdo. I listen to funny, weird podcasts.
Right, yeah. Or like show someone my iPhone, like see the album art. This is funny. That's why I'm laughing. So yeah, it was just one of those things. One of those things that humans do.
You're in the same room, but you're enjoying different things, and of course there's gonna be laughter or reaction.
Well, and there's a part of me that's like, oh, even if I'm not at the gym, maybe I'm walking down the street or in my car or mm-hmm. you know, whatever, it's like I could be talking or laughing or singing, and it's like that's all like pretty standard these days.
Yeah.
You know, if you see someone talking in their car and no one else is in the car, you know, like maybe you're at like a stoplight or whatever, it's like, oh, she's on the phone, you know, or
exactly.
something like that.
Yes.
You know, and but even so, there are these moments where I'm like, oh, you might have gotten that wrong. I'm not a monster. I'm merely laughing at a funny thing I'm listening to. See the AirPods? They're coming out of my ears. So anyway, that's
funny. Gym life, man. Just
jokes write themselves. Heather.
Yeah, they really
jokes
do.
Write themselves.
They really do. How's your muscle tone coming along?
It's coming. It's coming along. I'm
feeling more fit.
I'm trying to. I mean, it's only a week since we talked about this last, but I feel like, yeah.
Well, I'm excited to get back to it.
I'm happy to have an outlet, to be honest. Having an outlet, a physical outlet, is a stress
thing.
Reliever. That's
it
for
is.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've gotten, I've done maybe one or two yoga classes. I haven't done much like cardio, but we've done a lot of walking. We did a little bit of hiking in Mallorca. We went for a short hike yesterday where it was pretty hot and we sweat, and it was actually like uphill. It was good. But I definitely am looking forward to coming back and kind of getting into my routine. I mean, I'm eating so many baked goods, Sarah, like more than huge as you would on vacation in places
sure.
that make amazing baked goods. But I have to say, last episode, I did talk a little bit about how I wasn't really feeling homesick and like why. And I thought about that a little bit more, and I really think it's just this, you know, mind over matter is very powerful. And I did kind of train myself to look, this is a trip of a lifetime. Be in the moment, live mm-hmm. in the now, enjoy this. Because when you get home and you're back in your routine. So it's not like I hate my home or hate my routine. I'm looking forward to getting home. And there's all these little details about my routine that I will be really happy to sink back into for sure. But I am a little nervous about the re-entry, like the deluge of responsibility. And that only crept in the last couple days just because, I mean, we're flying out tonight. late at like 10 p.m. from New York.
Right. And we're this is the final day.
This is the final day. It's midday. We still have a little few hours that we're going to kind of go out and explore. But like we have got to pack. It's a nightmare packing situation. We had to buy another suitcase because, you know, we went shopping and gifts for people, whatnot. So it's, you know, it's a whole thing, but, we rented a car, we got to bring that back. But you know, we're landing in the middle of the night. I mean, we land at SFO like at 2 a.m. I mean, it's going to be a long haul, but I'm mostly nervous about this responsibility that I haven't really had for the last month. Yes, I've done the show successfully. I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of us. I thought maybe we'd have some issues doing the show. But we've been doing it every week and it's great. I'm mm-hmm. really glad that we've stuck to it. And, but other than that, you know, I've had some phone calls for my business. I've done some work here and there. I've made some decisions. I've had, you know, moments of like, okay, this is real life, happening on my vacation, which I expected. I didn't expect to be out of pocket. But there's always, especially, I have never been gone this long, going back to life, back to reality, and like the scaries. There's like this like Sunday scaries, end of trip scaries, where I tell myself like, oh, I just want to go home. I want 2 weeks of Netflix and chill. I want to take naps. I can't. I am going to have so much work to do and so much to catch up on. Plus, there's so much happening when I go back. I've got this wedding. It's the next week that has two events before the wedding. You know, so it's like three full wedding events where I have to like wear a different dress and that kind of thing. I have four different sets of visitors happening in the next month. I have to finish my personal taxes. Thankfully the business taxes are done and submitted, but you know, we got an extension, but I do have to get those done by the end of the month. And this is kind of what I get for going away for a whole month. You can't escape responsibility.
No,
I don't expect
reality just builds up and waits for you.
It does. Exactly. That's a great way of putting it. I don't expect it to not creep back, but I will say that has been such a nice feeling to not feel like I am getting my apron string getting pulled in all the different directions all the time, every day. Like I said, it'll be good to get back. It'll be good to put that hat back on. But yeah, let us know if you guys have any thoughts on this. I'm sure you do. Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com. I know a lot of you are travelers out there. We've been chatting in Discord about your trips and the, you know, air tags and whatnot, which I do really love. I will say we bought some air tags for this trip and it's been a really great thing to have, especially because we're doing a lot of moving around. So highly recommend those guys. The only thing I will say is that sometimes it's a little glitchy because you will have gotten off the plane and then you open up your app and then your luggage is back in the other country you just came from. And it's actually not really back there. It's like somewhere near baggage claim, but it just doesn't totally register. So in some ways it's helpful, in other ways
that's always
it makes
a nice
scary
where you go, oh cool, so I just don't need to wait by this turnstile because
exactly.
It's not here, but maybe it is, but maybe
it's not a perfect science. It's not a perfect mm-hmm. science, but
no, I have anywho. Only well, first of all, Heather, you have been a real road warrior. You know,
really
pat yourself on the back.
Thanks.
You know, I know you've been having tons of fun, but you've
I'm
also
proud
been
of myself.
Very committed to doing our show. We haven't missed a beat.
Yep.
And that's not always easy to do on the road mm-mm. at weird times and weird houses with weird Wi-Fi and the whole thing. I've only had my luggage lost once.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a bag checker. You know, some people go like, I don't check
Are you?
Bags.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Because I don't want, like, if I check a bag, then my whole airport experience on both sides is just like, chill. I have like, I don't know, like maybe a purse or, you know, a not that large bag, you know,
than lugging
hanging
it
over
around.
One shoulder. I just, like you go, you know, maybe get a salad and you just don't have, you know, all this big old thing. And you also don't have to be like, oh, I need to get to the gate because I need to be able to put my overhead baggage, like that mm-hmm. kind of like stress thing.
It's stressful.
I mean, some flights you just, you know, you don't, you it's just going to work out the way it does. Totally depends on the airline. I just go like, oh, my bag is checked. So like, I'll be the last person on this flight. I don't care. You know, absolutely. I don't want to be on the plane any longer than I have to, kind of thing.
And I feel the same way.
We all work in different ways. But I did get my luggage lost once. And it was at the end of a very long trip. In fact, it was a year that I was out of the country.
Brutal.
And after that entire year, you have no idea how many planes I was on. That entire year, SFO loses my luggage. I think I had come most recently from Lima, Peru.
Wow.
So, you know, I don't want to, you know, say it was Peru's fault. It was somebody's fault. Luggage was lost, and I like had a real meltdown because I was so very exhausted anyway, you know? And sort of being back in the U.S. was weird, and everything about it was just, it was very dramatic. I had sort of kind of a toddler meltdown, let's call it that, in baggage claim.
You did 12 months. I did 1 month, Sarah. I think you were the road warrior here.
Well, that was a long time ago. You know, I sometimes people go, would you do it again? And I go, I would if I was in my late 20s, which I was at the time. You know, I'm not sure that trip is possible for me today. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure the delight I had when, you know, things were kind of difficult, I would find such delight with these days. But that's just, you know, aging. That's how everybody is. You know, it's like, I also don't want to like stay up for a full moon party, which would have been extremely fun for me, you know, when I was 28.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm like, guys, let's
You'd
go to bed.
Surprised.
My headlights don't work.
It's funny. That's that's how I feel when I'm home. I was talking about this yesterday is, yeah, like I'm in bed by 9:30. I'm, you know, on the couch. So I'm like super comfy and watching a movie before I go to bed. And I had just eaten dinner. So it's like, it's a different lifestyle. But when you're on the road, you'd be surprised at, I mean, obviously the time changed too. Like everything was skewed. We were having like late lunches and late dinners, especially in Europe, you know, because everything just gets so skewed. So you end up kind of staying up late and it's fine. It feels fine.
Totally.
So I think it just depends on the energy, the vibe that's going on and everything. Cause I think your body sort of adapts to that. But I am looking forward to coming home and getting back into the swing and So yeah, wish me luck. I'll be getting on a plane in a few hours and one more time. I got to pack my suitcase.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Gosh, there's nothing I hate more. Than unpacking a suitcase. What is it about
unpacking
that? It's like, it's depressing.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, packing I don't love, but at least it's like there's the momentum of like, I'm about to do something.
Sure.
Unpacking, you know, the unpacking
like
is just like
soiled and
half of everything's dirty and
damp.
Yeah, it just sort of looks like you're like, this is all I have to show for anything. Well, listen, before Heather and I get too down in the dumps, because that's not what this show is about.
Not at all.
Want to remind folks that we are directly supported by our patrons. Thank you to everybody who is a patron of Have Such a Good Day. If you want to find out more about how to become a direct supporter, patreon.com/havesuchagoodday is where to find out more about that. We've got a fun Discord where not that many of us, because I just looked at our stats recently, but quite a few of you listen to the free show. We'll always offer the show for free. You might hear ads and you might say, I wish there wasn't ads. Patreon is the way to get an ad-free version of the show. And fun perks like our Discord and just sort of a closer chain of...
being more connected to us. It's a community.
Yes.
Like being connected.
Connection was the word I was looking for. I was like, a chain of command, a chain of words, something like
I'm
that.
I'm here for you, Sarah.
Thank you.
We're here for
sometimes.
Each other.
I mean, I always say, how is it Thursday again? It's not even Thursday today, but it feels like a Thursday because I'm all discombobulated. but of those who write into us, trust us, we read every email. We don't always read every email on the show. Some of it is like sort of personal, so we do try to pick and choose. But Stephen M. has written in, and Stephen M., he wrote me recently about just a conversation that we had had like a year ago. So Stephen, I read that email. It was real, real nice of you. But he likes the show, and he was writing in response to our when you text somebody happy birthday and then you see like the balloons. This is on iOS. He said, sure, this is something that everybody knows about, but iMessage affects those iMessage that show up on the birthday message. If you hold on the send button when you're about to send something, you have other options. Scream is one that Steven either uses or likes.
I always forget about
celebration.
That, actually.
I'm going to say something that I shouldn't admit because, you know, I'm a tech reporter, but like I've never done this before.
Wow.
And sometimes people will send things to me or you have like disappearing text
where
you have to like wipe your finger over it to see what it says. Mm-hmm. Like I know, like I kind of, when someone sends something to me, I'm like, ooh, this is going to be good. But like, I'm like, I've never even thought to ask, like, how do you do that? I've never done it before.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like something that I like enjoy and experience, but I don't know how to do it. So thank you, Stephen. And maybe somebody else learned something from that as
yeah,
well.
Thanks, Stephen. Totally. I sort of forget. I mean, it's kind of like how much I always want to do like an audio clip, like send an audio clip to a friend. I forget about it. I know it's a great way to communicate, but I can't remember that it's a thing. And so I just call or text. All the things to remember. It's my brain just gets on overload, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to overload y'all because we're going to wrap up this show. Maybe you feel overloaded, in which case you're thanking us right now. But Heather, it's been fun. Episode 201 in Zikan.
I love that.
And I'm going to go ahead and bounce off to my next job. I know you've got kind of your last day upstate New York. Live it up on the Hudson.
I'm going to live it up on the Hudson for a few more hours, pack it up, and come on back to Cali. But in the meantime,
safe travels. Safe travels to you. And
thank you.
In the meantime,
I will be Heather. I'll be a Cali girl forever. I don't think you can take it out of me.
Nope, can't
Even
do
if
it.
You try.
Can't do it. Don't try to extract it. Doesn't come out that way. I will also be in Cali. Ugh, hate that word. But I will be Sarah, and we will be ourselves next week as well. And on that note, have
such
a good day.
Peace and love.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.